Hello, all, and welcome to Lone Star Episode 1, Round 1.
Oh, Season 2, Round 1.
Hello, all.
Lone Star Season 2, Round 1, Episode 6.
The season I did not win.
Faded is here. Well, actually, I'm here.
And why don't you explain that Faded's not going to listen to her critique, though, so people don't think it's you're playing
Faded's
favorites for Shell.
Faded's going to leave the room for her critique, so...
I'm gonna go get a snack.
She's gonna get a snack.
I feel bad for him all tonight because I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, Dylan's been a poo face.
Oh,
let me explain why. Let me explain why, Rochelle.
He's gonna explain why.
Because I made some fish earlier, and there was I had mango in it, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, when you cook mango, the whole house smells like cat pee. Have you ever noticed the similarities in smells between mango and cat pee?
No.
Well, it smells like cat pee. And my parents came over and were like, why does this house smell like cat pee? And I was embarrassed. Anyway.
Well, mango has like the underlying, like, weird smell.
Pee.
So it may, apparently, so it makes sense. It has like that strong.
Never smell. Cook mango is the moral of the story.
All right. So Dylan's in a bad mood, so all of you should be excited.
But, tell him what we're doing tonight, Rochelle Yellow.
Yes, there's a slight twist.
Why don't you let Val tell him?
All right, fine.
It'll sound sexier.
Hey, I'm the leader.
I think you're equal.
Do you know
you're equal.
Yes, but I can't, like, place it.
What are we doing?
Oh my god.
Oh.
All right, Rochelle, back to you. You're the leader.
I was referencing Aristocats. For all of you who got it, you rule.
Nobody likes when you do inside jokes on your shows. Let's do this.
That's a Disney movie. Yeah. It was just like a...
I don't remember Aristocats.
Nobody gets that except you.
Only Ambie will get it.
And Ambie and Jeffers.
I bet they did.
This is not HCOE.
Yeah, but they're going to listen. I don't know.
Let's reference country stuff.
Okay. Val, would you like to say what we're doing tonight?
Valkyrie.
Is it the yes and no thing we're doing?
Yes.
Is that what I'm explaining? Oh, okay. So we are going to listen to your song, and then we are going to critique it, and then we are going to say yes or no again like we did in auditions.
Because we want people to come in strong out of the gate. We don't want you coasting and turning in mediocrity on the first round just because you think it'll get you by. We don't do that on Lone Star. I won Lone Star, and there's a reputation of this show to uphold. There's a legacy.
Apparently.
The winner will not be somebody that coasts through the first round.
Dun, dun, dun. It'll be someone who coasted through the rest of the round.
Exactly.
All right. Well, do you guys want to guess who's first?
I'm super excited, by the way, tonight. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a good
show. Me too.
I don't know who's first, so let's... tell us.
I know who's first, I think.
He has a beard.
Is it Russ?
Yeah. Yeah, the way that you said that was so, like...
super excited. I've been looking forward to this
whimsical.
Whole week.
It was almost like you were, like, awestruck.
I am. I've been looking forward to this all week, this Lone Star.
This Lone Star
business. This Lone Star thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's serious business.
I know. I'm in California.
We know, Rochelle. Everybody knows you've said it like 15 times in the last day.
But I'm really excited.
We get it.
I've never been here.
Right,
California rocks. You leave California alone.
I love California. I wish I was there. The weather would be so much nicer.
Yeah, right? All right. So let's listen to Russ then.
I'm in California. Let's listen to Russ.
Shut up. I have a desire to listen to Russ.
Me too. I have a burning desire. Let's listen.
Okay.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-a. Those riders in the sky. Their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. Cause they've gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you wanna save your soul from hell, ride on our reins. Then cowboy, change your ways today, with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-a. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Season final is last season.
God, I can't speak.
Okay. He was in the finals last season, you guys.
He was.
You know who else was in the finals last season?
Maddie.
Mm-hmm. And they're both here tonight. So I'm excited.
Yay.
Who starts, Rochelle?
You can start, Dylan.
Okay. For me, this is a story song, and most country songs are story songs, and I would expect you to be amazing at that, because you won, if I'm not mistaken, Teller of Tales Man, and your Epic of Country.
He won Teller of Tales Man.
But I didn't get the storytelling from you,
Teller
and I
Tales
think...
Man. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
I got like 2 hours of sleep last night, and it's like
it's so rare that I try to give legit critiques on the show, and when I do, you're going tell it to us, man. Like, you have Tourette's. The worst kind of Tourette's, sane Tourette's.
Okay, give you a legit critique.
Just randomly talking, be like, by chance. Tell it to us, man.
Give your critique.
Lifetime Movie Network. Okay, this sounded... For me, too low, even for you, Russ, even for you, and you can go low, and you dropped your tone a little on the verses, and I can pinpoint at least one time you did it. There are other times you did it as well, but the last Ghost Riders in the Sky, too low. That has just went in since you dropped your tone. And I think because you were focusing on that, your storytelling suffered because you're focusing on trying to get those notes. That's my opinion on this song, Rochellular.
I had the exact same note. I said that it seemed like it was too... I said that I wanted more energy, which, like, pretty much is the same thing as the storytelling thing. That I just wanted more, like, feeling involved with this. And I felt that it was too low for him, and it made him lose energy. Like, on the yippee-yi-yos or whatever, like, I was like, these should be more intense, I think. Like, I was really frustrated that those weren't more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And his backtrack was so weird.
His backtrack was, like, so MIDI. I thought, like, yeah, my first note was like, oh, Russ is, like, riding on a MIDI horse. Like,
I didn't notice that at all.
Riding in. Yeah, it was, like, really hardcore MIDI.
Really hardcore MIDI, yeah. I noticed that. What did you have, Valk?
I liked this a little more. I liked your tone, like, in, like, the first verse. I liked the vibrato you had in there, and, like, I thought your tone sounded rich, and, like, I liked it low. But then, like, oh, and I liked the emotion in the first verse, but then later on, it didn't build at all, and, like, it all stayed at the same level. And, like, the backtrack was, like, going up keys and stuff, and you were just, like, singing it straight through the entire time. I feel bad for saying this, but I kind of, like, zoned out, like, yeah, this is a storytelling song, and I kind of, like, zoned out on the words, and I was just like, I heard Russ, but I didn't, like, pay attention to the words.
Well, because like, this song, it's melodically, it's very much in the same place for most of the song, so you really have to pound the energy into it, otherwise it's no good.
Yeah, so, like, I think you should have had, like, different dynamics in there and, had more energy and stuff. But I thought your voice sounded nice on this. I didn't, like, notice the lowness as much as the other two, so.
When I say no good, I don't mean that your performance and song was no good. I mean, but you really have to. The reason I won Lone Star, and I'll just say this because I did not have the best voice of the season last season, is because I focus so much on putting emotion and energy into songs, and I think that's why I won. You guys can disagree or agree with me. That's just my opinion. And I think that country music is all about storytelling and all about selling the song, more so than probably a lot of other genres even.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, look at Johnny Cash, who did not have probably the best voice in the world, but he was so good at emotion and storytelling. That's why he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I agree, and I just felt like this didn't have that, like, country-level emotion.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So we have to say yeses and noes, right?
We do. I'm really torn. I have a maybe on this one.
Me too. Someone go.
Do you have maybe as well, Dylan?
I would say yes, because I think that this is not indicative of what he can do, even though that's not... I don't know... I don't know what we're... Are we judging it based on just this one song or based on what we know that they can do?
I don't know. It's hard because I'd hate to lose... Like, because it's weird because I'd hate to lose someone like Russ this early on in the competition. But... But then it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'll go back and say the same thing I said the first time we critiqued him, is he brings something that nobody else brings to the competition.
I agree.
He just needs to harness that, lasso it in, give a yeehaw, and then use it.
Oh.
With assless chaps and a pink cowboy hat.
I actually, like, really liked your voice on this, so I'm, like, leaning towards yes.
Well, then say yes. Like,
I will say yes, because you just needed, like, more energy and, like, keep us engaged in the song, because, like, your tone was nice on this. So I will say yes.
I think, Russ, that you pigeonhole yourself into these songs that are super low because that's what you think you can do, but you can do so much more than that, and I would really like to see you experiment with other song styles and try other ranges of songs, because you're not just relegated to that one pocket genre, that pocket where you're just having to sing deep. You can do so much more than that. And this was too deep for you. This is too extreme deep. But I say yes because I like your voice and I think you bring something awesome to the competition. And you do perform well most of the time.
Yeah, you should try more contemporary stuff, like from the 90s and stuff.
If this had been my first time hearing you sing, I still would have said yes to them because I think that you...
Yeah,
it's
me too.
And it's obvious that he, like, can sing and do well. Right. I just, like, want him to bring it in the later rounds. I will say mm-hmm. yes, but I need you to bring it, Russ.
Bring it!
I need you to bring it, Russ.
All right, Russ, you're staying on the competition.
Nice, congratulations. Don't sound so disappointed, Rochelle.
No, I'm sorry, I'm just really sorry.
All right, Russ, fine.
No.
She's adjusting to the time difference.
Yeah, I understand. You flew today.
So. I flew for like 7 hours. Audrey Golightly is next.
I love her.
Me too.
Yay, me too.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. Now you can drag out the heartache, but baby, you can make it quick. Really get it over with and just let me move on. Don't concern yourself with this mess you left for me. I can clean it up, you see, just as long as you're gone. And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. Leave the pieces when you go. Oh yeah. Leave the pieces when you go.
Audrey Golightly.
Audrey Golightly, 13 to you, Missy.
She went lightly. I don't know. I really need to stop trying to be funny.
She went lightly into that night or something.
You really need to stop trying to be funny at all times.
Shut up. Val, what do you think of this?
I'm like kind of conflicted about this because I really liked your emotion and it was like sounded so cute and like it made me smile and like I really liked the twang that you had on it. But then when the choruses came, like they were consistently underpitched to me. And then like I think the second verse had a couple of pitchy spots. Like just throughout the song, there were a lot of parts that were either like you overshot the note or it was like under pitch, and like that made me sad because like it was like nice emotion and yeah, it made me happy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, like for me it was weird because it was pitchy in and out, like it would go in and out of being on pitch and then not on pitch, but then like she sounded really cute at some parts, but then it kind of felt like the energy like debuilt. Like, it went in the opposite direction. Like, she had a lot of energy at the beginning.
Debuilt. That can go in the dictionary. The Lone Star Dictionary.
Faded's laughing at me, and when she laughs at me, I can't not laugh. So.
Okay, Rochelle. What? It's super annoying as a listener when there's somebody else there with you and you're interacting with them when you should be.
Well, but she just started super laughing at me saying debuilt.
Tell her to shut up and let you critique, and she can laugh at you when she's done. When you're done.
But yeah, no, like, I felt like it debuilt, like, I'm gonna stick with that word, because I felt like it started off really strong and then kind of went downhill, like, by the yas, like, I was like, I didn't feel anything with that. Like, the yas were really repetitive and kind of monotone to me. And then there was one part where you, like, sounded like you weren't fully confident that you were singing the right words, like, in the second verse. I'm really conflicted too because I love your tone and like I think there were some moments where you sounded cute, like the song had some great moments but it also had some really off moments, so I'm really torn on this one. Dylan.
Silent.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, Valerie.
I love you, as I've stated many, many times. I just want you to be so much more confident in your songs because you can sing, but I've always felt like a timidity from you when you sing. And you don't need that, Abigail Lightly 13, because you're great. But if you own your song and if you sing out, a lot of the wavering pitch issues will be completely fixed just by taking ownership of your voice and having confidence in your song. And for me, that was what was causing your pitch problems tonight, is I felt like you were not sure of yourself. And I want you to be sure of yourself because I think you're super talented.
Yeah.
There were pitch problems, yes. But again, I think that it's just from she just needs to have more confidence.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a yes. And I hope that at least one of these other two agrees with me and gives you a second chance.
I really want to, but I have to say no because there was just too many problems.
Valkyrie.
Oh, no.
For me, Valkyrie, say yes. Give her another chance. For me, if not for her.
Like
I believe
minus
in this
girl. Like minus the pitch issues, I actually liked this more than Russ's, so I'll say yes.
Yes.
All right,
Audrey, you're coming back next week and we will prove Rochelle you're wrong.
Yes,
I don't
be confident.
You. I just
I'm not
like
saying you dislike her, but you did say no, so now we have something to prove.
I know. The reason I said no is because I felt that there was problems with this song. I don't know.
Listen, LaRochelle, I've been doing these shows for 5 years, 6 years now. I can tell by now who has potential to grow and who doesn't, and she definitely is going to turn into an amazing singer.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we need to support that and nurture that, because by the time this Lone Star for her is going to be the show where she's like, I got so much better on Lone Star. Thank you guys for helping me improve. I never knew that I could do what I could do until Lone Star. As long as you're epic next week, if you're sketchy again next week, I'll say no, I'll cut you. But I believe in you for this week.
Me too. I'll give you another chance. I mean, I have to.
You don't
to.
Have a choice. Valk and I are giving you another chance. You already said no.
All right.
Who's next, Shagalar?
Songbird.
Oh my.
Summer, it was heavy and sweet. You and I on a crowded street. There was music everywhere.
I can see us there in a happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down a half a world away. Far, far away. I remember you were laughing. We were so in love. We were so in love.
And the band played
songs that we had never heard, but we danced anyway. We never understood the words, we just sang. Oh, la 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 la. And we danced anyway. They say you can't go back. Baby, I don't believe that. Come along with me. Come dance with me. Maybe if I hold you close, baby, we could just let go of these things that tie us down. We'll come back around. Do you remember we were laughing? We were so in love, so in love. And the band played songs that we had never heard, but we danced anyway. We never understood the words, just sang. Oh, la 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 la. And we danced anyway. But we danced anyway. We never understood the words, we just sang. Oh, la 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 la. And we danced anyway.
Songbird.
Songbird.
First on this one, and I'm sad. So I felt the need to breathe out air so that she knew I was sad.
It sounded like you were horny. One way or the other, you're
it
feeling.
Sounded sad to me.
Yeah. I'm really sad. Where did Popstar Bird go? Because, like, you were really good on.
Are you William Shatner now?
Sorry, my phone like buzzed, but I didn't have a text message. That was really strange. But yeah, no. Where did Popstar Bird go? Like, seriously, because this was like not as good as I know you can do. Like, I'm turning into Dylan. It just like your tone was really weird on this. Like, it sat in a weird place on your range, and it felt really pitchy. And like there were parts where your timing was off. It just felt really like thrown together. And I know that you can do better than this, so I'm super disappointed. Val.
Yeah, I have like the exact same notes. It was in that part of your range that everyone has told you not to sing in. You need to sing lower. Like, you were doing that high head voice thing, and like, you sound a lot better singing low in your lower range. Like, that's why you sounded good on Popstar, because you were singing lower. So yeah, like, this was in an odd spot in your range, and I agree with the timing on the choruses. It was like drifting in and out on timing wise, and like emotionally, it was blah, too, so, yeah. I was sad.
Yeah, I agree. I did like that you were lower on the verses. I like your lower voice, and I always said, not a big fan of your higher register. Mm-hmm. I like that you did some harmonies a little bit. I liked those. I hope that sounded good, but in the chorus, you went all high again, and it sounded awkward, which is what they're just saying, but I'm just reading my notes. Like, this song sat in an awkward spot in your range for me, because the verses weren't bad, but then when you went into the chorus, you went up into your higher register, which I think is unanimously nobody likes. So
yeah.
I was saying this earlier to somebody. Even if you disagree with the judges and you like your higher register, if you're on a show, you want to appease them. That's how you get followed.
Yeah.
In the show. So if you want to, if you know that none of us like your higher register, you shouldn't do your higher register. Even if you disagree with us. So yeah. The main problem for me here, if you had sold the song with energy, and storytelling, that would have probably made up for the choruses for me, especially because I liked your lower range on the verses, but you didn't. It was very boring,
mm-hmm.
which is that's the kiss of death on this show for me.
Yeah, on country songs, you can't be boring.
Yeah. Rochelle, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. I'm listening to you.
Oh, I got nothing else.
I was just waiting. I was just letting you speak. Because you were being, like, super legit.
I appreciate that you were letting me speak.
Yeah, you were being super legit.
So we got to do yes and no's.
I have to say no on this one. I just did not feel like this showcase. Like, I don't know. Like, the thing about Russ's was, like, he still had, like, good pitch and like his timing was good and it was a little too low for him, but he still sounded good, and I felt like this one just had no sense of like what you can actually do.
Yeah.
It's a no for me too, but I think that you're getting better about doing stuff in your lower register. Like I've noticed you've been trying to do that a lot more lately, and I approve of that, but this was not a win for me, so I have to say no too.
Yeah,
it's a no for me too.
I'm sorry, Songbird. I really like you. I really have high hopes for you, so I'm a little disappointed. But
yeah, me too.
We should move on to the next person.
All right.
Which is Kill Dragon.
All right.
Dun dun dun.